Now, Sydney just experienced its hottest January on record, and February seems to be another scorcher this year as well. Combined with the global heat record of last year, it looks as though climate change is definitely making things significantly warmer. I know I'm not enjoying this hot weather whatsoever. The Climate Council just released a report yesterday that indicated the evidence linking climate change to the storms and heavy rainfall is also growing. We experienced that earlier in the week. To discuss the ramifications of this report, I'm joined by Dr. Martin Rice. He's the head of research to the Climate Council. Dr. Martin, good morning.
Good morning, Adrian. Hi, all.
Very well. Thank you so much for joining us on The Daily. Now, what was the goal, the initial goal of this new report?
Well, the main goal, basically, for the Climate Council is to get the word out that climate change is a serious business. It's happening now. And so our latest report finds that extreme weather events are really cranking up in intensity because of climate change.
Right. What classifies something as an extreme weather event?
So an extreme weather event is something that's out of the normal, and it's usually for a certain period. Mm-hmm. So you mentioned earlier, after the tropical Latino tunes, you talked about Sydney experiencing a heat wave. So a heat wave is basically 3 days above normal temperatures.
Okay.
And it's going to be horrendous in Sydney, and particularly out west, with we're looking at mid-40s over the next few days. And that has serious consequences for health. I mean, we've had friends on the mid-north coast, New South Wales, construction business, and, you know, they're suffering from heat extreme and stress and so forth.
Now, when you say 3 days above the average temperature, does it have to then therefore sort of still be, if it's just a degree or half a degree above that, let's say that the average temperature for this time of year is 26, and it hits sort of 26 and a half, 27 degrees, does that still fall under the extreme weather event for you guys?
Yeah, usually extremes, it's usually 35 degrees.
Okay, that's sort of Celsius. The benchmark?
Yeah, for the summer, for what we're looking at. But I think what we need to keep in mind as well is that what we're seeing because of climate change, and what we mean by that is that usually the burning of fossil fuel, so coal, oil, and gas, and more greenhouse gases in the atmosphere, and then it's a bit like, so if the climate system was an Olympic athlete, it would be banned. It's acting like it's got too much steroids.
Wow.
So that's why we're seeing these intense extreme weather events. So Sydney is experiencing a double whammy of extreme weather this week, because with increased temperatures, it holds more moisture in the atmosphere. So we've seen flash flooding, particularly, you know, look at Marrickville, for example. I mean, they had, in other parts, had more than 1 month's rainfall in one day.
Yeah.
And that's indicative of a warmer and moist climate. And then you roll that into the heat wave conditions. So really double whammy, and Sydneysiders, you know, need to be prepared. It puts stress on emergency services, transport systems. And sadly, many politicians and their infrastructure, it's antiquated. It's built for a stable climate. Mm-hmm. We're not in a stable climate. We're seeing these destructive events. Look at the East Coast low that rolled through New South Wales last June. So we're seeing more and more events like this that are manifesting because of climate change.
Was the Climate Council surprised by what they found in the report?
No, not at all, actually. And primarily what we do is we synthesize research that's out there, and there's many, there's world-class climate scientists in Australia that are doing what we call attribution studies.
Okay.
So they're able to...
What does that involve?
Yeah, sorry, Adrian. So that basically means that they look at the probability climate change occurring. So the angry summer that we've coined in the Climate Council, and it was angry.
Good way to describe it, yeah.
And that was impossible without climate change. They've also looked at the Great Barrier Reef, and they've determined that because climate change made that 175 times more likely.
Wow.
And we've also seen bleaching in the Sydney Harbour the past year, which is really quite unprecedented as well. So there's all these warning signs kicking off, not just in Sydney, but Australia at large and globally. 2016 was a year of extreme weather, from intense cyclones in Fiji 1 in 500 year floods in Louisiana in the States, extreme heat in the Indian subcontinent. Everywhere's getting slammed. The Arctic sea ice extents, it's never been so low. And so this is all manifesting because of our use of fossil fuels, coal, oil and gas.
Yeah, right. Do you think, is it possible to mitigate or reverse the climatic events for the future?
So what we're seeing, Adrian, is that the climate system's a bit like a super tanker. So the emissions that we've burned and emitted are locked in for a couple of decades. So we will see more extreme weather events. So this is, in many ways, it's an intergenerational issue where we need to really think about our children and our grandchildren and also the people today. Just look out in Penrith, looking up towards mid-40s. And so we really need to cut our emissions drastically and rapidly so that we have a much more healthy and vibrant way of life in future.
Yeah. No, it's amazing stuff, and it's something, yeah, obviously not enough is being done, but we can obviously see it happening before our very eyes. Well, Dr. Martin, thank you so much for joining us on The Daily.
Thanks, Adrian, and I hope all the viewers and listeners manage to keep cool.
Yeah, absolutely. Same to yourself.